breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And always love to have my buddy Ari Zoldan stop by, mostly because he makes me think about things that I just do not think about otherwise. And you've been telling me, hey Ari, how are you? Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Everything is great. You bet.
You've been telling me for the longest time. In fact, I bet if we went back to the very first Tech Tuesday segment in the archive somewhere, we've got Ari Zoldan telling Kevin that human brains and computer chips, or whatever they're going to be at the next level, we're going to be merging, and that wearables and embeddables, you use those words, Ari, because I didn't even think about what they were until you said them. But you said wearables and embeddables on the medical side were going to be one of the big areas of growth. Today's tech section, top story as of midday today. Human brains could merge with technology sooner than we think. Ari Zoldan, you're a fortune teller. You see the future. You have some sort of like knowledge on this, but it's scary.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, and everyone fights with me, you know, along the way. It's not possible.
Because we don't want to be taken over by the robots.
I'm telling you, that there's definitely a fear of that, and I totally get it. Problem is, a lot of people have been watching too many sci-fi segments. But Kevin, it's happening. It's happening at a very, very quick pace. And I always think about it. You know, of course, we always talk about some of the detriments of technology, some of the challenges, the fact that we're too connected. But at the end of the day, I mean, the ability for the medical community to be able to save lives through technology is absolutely incredible.
So you're kind of blowing my brain here. Are you talking about in some way having a chip in the brain that will run the the performance tests on the body's function, similar to the way your car's computer does for the technician at the mechanic shop?
There's no question. In fact, it's happening right now. There are pacemakers. I don't know if you know, there are people walking around with pacemakers that's doing a diagnostic of the body and sending real-time information to doctor's offices. Happy like that. And that's happening right now. Fast forward 5 years, you could only imagine with embeddables getting real-time diagnostics on your entire body.
Right.
Talk about preventative. I mean, you know, we talk about, you know, preventative medicine. This is preventative medicine on steroids, and it's proactive.
Well, I've got a very good friend who sadly is going to have to go in, I think, May 2nd or 4th and get a pacemaker. And the type that he's having installed is actually going to be measuring the rhythm of his heartbeats, which is what most pacemakers do. But he is his genetic, his family tree is susceptible to a very erratic heartbeat that then causes the blood flow to go in a certain direction it's not supposed to go, et cetera, et cetera. And this pacemaker will have an automatic real-time sensor that will then send the heart a little shock that will automatically automate his heart to come back into line with like what should be a regular performing healthy heart. And he won't feel a thing. Like, it'll all just happen on its own, but it's this little device that'll be in there doing it all.
It's amazing, you know, and thinking about it more, having all this preventative technology and moving towards not, you know, right now, when you think of medicine, it's reactive. Something happens, we go to the doctor, right? The insurance companies are obviously moving towards, and they have been moving towards proactive diagnostics. And, hey, you know, get into your doctor, you know, a couple of times a year, let them do a diagnostic. Obviously, the insurance companies save a lot of money with that.
Sure.
But imagining now infusing technology. Without doubt, people are going, I think in the next 20, 30 years, people are going to be living into their hundreds. I mean, we see right now with the mortality rate, you know, people are moving into their early 90s very, very comfortably. You know, infuse technology in there. I could easily see the average rate, moving towards 100 years old in the next 2025.
Wow, adding a decade to life, that's really incredible. Similar story in the tech section today of the Post as well. Scientists have created an entire human heart, this time with one of your scary 3D printer things.
How amazing is that? How amazing. Again, it's the question is now about, you know, the functionality, and does somebody want to try that? I'm not in line. I don't know, Kevin, if you're interested in being the guinea pig there. But that's definitely where things are headed.
What's weird about this, and they did it at Tel Aviv University, is that it's a 3D printed heart, but it's made from human tissue in the laboratory. So I don't know how do they have cells that are off to the side that they're cultivating and growing, and then they're able to apply them through the 3D printing process? Is that how, instead of putting ink into the printer, in other words, they're attaching human cells?
Well, it's in part. I mean, what they're doing is mimicking the 3D process, and not the 3D printer, obviously, that we're all going to have on our kitchen countertop, but that concept is there, part of that technology, and eventually, sure, the medical community is going to be able to turn around these kind of hearts or these replacement parts in your body in a very, very quick amount of time. And then again, it kind of goes back, Kevin, to the, you know, how can we use technology to be able to prolong our life? And here's a perfect example.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing, because sometimes people wait for a long, long time to get organs that work properly.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you've invited me to something kind of cool tonight. I don't know what I'm in for, but what are we going to go do?
So it's partially a surprise. It's the Fancy Schmancy event hosted by my friend Val at Irvine Capital. Harvard Club. I didn't get a chance to graduate from Harvard, but we will be going to the Harvard Club, and it's going to be exciting. It's an investor conference. The who's who of the investment world is going to be there. A lot of tech executives, and we're just going to have a good time.
Yeah, that should be very fascinating, because like half the room are going to be people looking to invest into entrepreneurial companies, and the other half are going to be entrepreneurs looking for investment.
I'm thinking,
to the degree that champagne flows tonight, there's going to be some deals made.
there will be, and my wife's not coming. I know your wife's not coming, so you'll be my date for the
day. I'll be your plus one, and there will be no sightings of any people of ill repute, no matter who's showing up at your brother's comedy club. I'm just saying, right up front. Hey, all right, exactly. Great to talk to you. We'll see you tonight. It's Calvin McCullough Radio.